With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us to the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now I'm here talking about all things West Bromwich Albion with my good friend Dan, who you can find on Twitter at 1878_WBA. No deadline day deals as such, but obviously a very interesting transfer window. The highest profile signing for you was Daniel Sturridge. This is interesting to me because both of us are noted Solomon Rondon apologizers. But obviously Sturridge comes in, again, kind of a high profile deal for you. Were you pleased with this move, and how do you think he'll fit in into your attack?
Absolutely. I was really pleased with it. It was looking likely that we'd be trying to sign Troy Deeney from Watford, and I wouldn't have been absolutely completely against the addition of Troy Deeney. However, when you take away penalties from his goal scoring record, of which Watford have seemingly bagged quite a few penalties over the last year or so, it doesn't quite add up to a player that's worth £15-16 million, especially when you look at the fact that Rodriguez has hit a bit of form. Rondon, although he's not been scoring, has been playing extremely well. I wasn't too excited about that as well. It looked like we'd need to sell Evans in order to finance that deal. And so it just didn't seem to fit with quite a few Baggies fans, I think, all round. And so the solution has been to loan in Sturridge, and we've kept Evans as well, which is also a great bit of, although we've not signed a player in Evans, but, you know, it feels as important as that, really, when you've got a player of his stature at a club of our size and we're needing to avoid relegation. So keeping Evans was important. But Daniel Sturridge really just came out of nowhere. And I do remember saying to a couple of people, Baggies fans I know, that there will be a deal that probably comes out of left field that just pops up and nobody's really aware of it. And on the morning, it was the Newcastle fans that are looking to be happy about the signing of Sturridge, and then we've managed to grab him fairly last minute and prevented him going up to Newcastle. We've probably only done that because of his family connections to Birmingham, but that makes no odds to me. You know, we've got a proven goal scorer, a player that's looking to prove himself ahead of the World Cup. And a player that's been there and done that, you know, he's played for big clubs. He's still got that level of ability. It really is only his injuries that seem to have set him back somewhat. So on all fronts, it's a fantastic signing, really. And I'm just hoping he can hit the ground running. We have lost, well, this has been recorded tonight, to Man City 3-0. But so many other teams are going to lose to Man City. We're adrift a little bit. We're 4 points away from getting out of relegation zone, but we've got so many games coming up that are winnable, touch wood. And Sturridge, partnered with maybe Rondon or maybe Rodriguez, I'm sure he's going to be able to score some goals, help fire us up the table.
Yeah, we'll definitely be interesting to see how he fares with you. Interesting note about his family being from there. Was not aware of that, and I'm sure many neutrals will be interested by that as well. You also signed a second Egyptian center back. Not many of us knew there was a good one before the start of the season, as I talked to you about before this transfer happened. Obviously, Hegazi's been incredible for you, and now you signed his international teammate, Ali Gaber, is how I'm going to guess at that, and I'm sure I'll get some hate for that. But anyway, how much do we know about this guy?
Not a great deal, but he was actually the guy we was looking at in the Egyptian national team originally. So he was the guy we were scouting, and our scouts then spotted Hegazi as well, and Hegazi's the one we went for. So this guy, we have looked at him, we do know about him quite a bit. He comes from Zamalek, which is a different team to what Hegazi was playing for. He was playing for Al Ahly. So but they're both big teams in Egypt, the two dominating teams. And I think Ali Gabba is a little bit older than Hegazi, but he's, you know, I've heard nothing but good things, really. The fact that we've scouted him for a while, the fact that he's been put to Pardew and Pardew's happy to see the deal go through. And I think he was probably signed with that little tiny bit of doubt that Evans might be on his way out. But, you know, either way, we've got McCauley who could well be leaving towards at the end of this season. And we've got Dawson, who's preferred in the right back role by Pardew, as well as having been preferred there by Pulis. So it does us no harm having an extra centre back with the tough end of the season coming. And even if he doesn't get as many minutes as he'd like, it gives us opportunity to have a look at him and whether he'd be worth signing on a permanent in the summer. I think we've got the option to sign him on a permanent. So it's not a bad bit of business, really. A sensible signing, and it's interesting because if there is injuries to maybe Evans or McCauley, you can bring him in, and it's not as if Hegazi is going to need to strike up a partnership with someone he doesn't know or someone new, which is great thinking, really. It's something outside the box, and it's something that you don't really see clubs doing, but it's something that it's quite an interesting concept, you know, because him and Hegazi play together so well for Egypt. You know, why not sign his mate and keep that partnership going at club level? So it's a good bit of business, and we'll just see what happens. It might not come off, but it's not costing us a lot of money. It's a bit of a punt, so you know it could be positive if we stay up.
As a person that supports a club with two international teammates as their centre back pairing, it tends to go pretty well. Although it could be slightly different situations. You already touched on the Johnny Evans thing, that he might have potentially moved on to make way for some funds. Was not necessary this window. Do you still think that might be the path forward for you in future? Or do you think that the fact that he stayed now through two consecutive windows when a move has been mooted means that he may actually be there kind of for the duration?
I don't know. Do you know what? His behaviour and his attitude has been nothing short of spot on, really. He's the captain of our football club. He's attended the Cyril Regis Memorial events along with the rest of the team. He's not ducked out of any games. He started in the cup for us against Liverpool. He's said all the right things and done all the right things. So there's no real criticism. And I wouldn't have blamed him if he'd have wanted to have his move to Arsenal or Man City, because naturally, at his age, it's a last big contract. And it's also a move to a team that's significantly more prominent than ours, you know. And as someone with ambition that comes from Manchester United, you wouldn't have blamed him for that, really. But I also don't think he's unhappy at the Albion. And if clubs don't come in for him in the summer, we might well see that he signs a contract maybe towards the end of the transfer window or after the transfer window shuts, maybe, because he will have 1 year left on his deal after this season's finished. So if he is going to leave, it might well happen in the transfer window coming up. I mean, if we do get relegated, which, touch wood, I'm hoping to God we don't, then he probably will be on his way, because he's definitely too good to be playing in the Championship. So. We'll just keep an eye on it, but to have him for the next 13, 14 games and to have him for potentially an FA Cup run, it suits us down to the ground. You know, he's a cracking player. He's probably the best centre back I've seen play for the club, and I've been supporting the Baggies a long time now. So
Yeah, and the fact that as you said, you didn't have to basically trade him away to get a forward, and the fact that you got both. Definitely should help you in that push to stay in the Premier League. Also, I talked to you before we clicked record that I'd noticed both the mood of West Bromwich Albion's Twitters and also you specifically have been far more positive about the club since the incoming of Alan Pardew and the
farewell
and good riddance of Tony Pulis. So anyway, if you just want to have a couple minutes here to talk about the difference at the club, I'm sure neutrals would appreciate to hear the positivity in your voice.
Well, to be honest, the neutrals out there listening, they might well have listened to the rhetoric of the mainstream media. West Brom can't survive without Pulis, and how dare they sack Pulis? They're going to be worse off without Pulis. Pulis this, Pulis that, whatever. They haven't really looked at the change around that Pardew's had on the club as a whole. Like, we're playing attractive football, like, seriously. You saw it in the Liverpool game. We was hitting them at exactly the right times, playing the right kind of football. Little triangle passes, getting out of like areas. I don't know if any of you saw the gif that was going around of Johnny Evans doing a 360 around a Liverpool attacker in our own box. Do you know what I mean? If that happened in the Pulis, he'd probably been sacked the next day. You know, I just feel that people maybe haven't really looked at the club since, because Pardew's results immediately wasn't successful. But then you have to look at the style of play that was ingrained in our team. And it certainly wasn't an overnight job, and it probably still isn't an overnight job in getting us playing the kind of football that Pardew wants us to play in order to keep us safe this season. And do you know what? Whatever happens, whether we stay up, whether we go down, I'm still glad we sacked Pulis. I don't still think that Pulis would have kept us up either, but it would have been much more boring having to see us try and stay up. So the positivity is ringing around the Hawthorns. We're playing some really decent football. We've got a few wins under our belt. We've got an FA Cup. You know, we're building a little bit of an FA Cup run, which is something the fans always crave for. And Pardew himself, he's made mistakes here and there. He's had to play different players in different positions, and he's tried different formations, and we've had different players in and out of the team. But he seems to have settled on a team now, and he's not really tinkering with it much. He's sticking with it. Okay, we've made a few changes for the City game, but I think that with the injuries we've got and with Southampton in mind for the weekend. So, like, in terms of what Pardew said and what he's done, how he's conducted himself since he's arrived, his backroom appointments, our signings in the window, we'd never have attracted Sturridge under Pardew, under Pulis rather. So overall, I'm just so glad that man is out of our club, and I had a bit of a chat on Twitter to a Middlesbrough fan, and I just feel sorry for them, what they're going to have to endure.
Yeah, and they don't even know. They thought it was a good signing at the time. All right, well, Dan, thanks so much for joining us. Why don't you tell the folks where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at TheWatts22, or you can find me at 1878, as in the numbers, underscore WBA. Our website is currently offline, but that might change in the near future. We'll see how that goes. But if you're after plenty of up-to-date current affairs stuff on West Bromwich Albion, stats, facts, and if you're in a team that's going to be playing us in the coming weeks or whatever, you know, just check me out and drop me a tweet. So thanks as always, Kev. Cheers. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, and glad you're enjoying your support of West Bromwich Albion more now.
Great, mate. It's great.
Cool. All right, I'm sure we'll chat soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.